Union officials warn starkly that a Republican victory in November will lead to what they call the Wisconsinization of America. Michael Florio, executive director of the Western Massachusetts Coalition for Occupational Health and Safety, said the stakes for organized labor in this election have never been higher.
We have a man running against President Obama that wants to destroy organized labor. Plain and simple.
Florio said the threat Republican control of the White House and the Congress would pose to union jobs is a message that has to spread beyond Massachusetts, which is not a battleground in the race for president. Timothy Collins, the president of the Springfield Education Association, the teachers union, saw firsthand what happened after Springfield was put in the hands of a financial control board appointed by Governor Mitt Romney. The board unilaterally froze pay and reduced benefits.
And we lost two-thirds of our highly skilled, licensed teachers to surrounding communities because they froze our wages for 4 years. We went from the top third of teachers being paid in Hamden County to the bottom under the leadership of Mitt Romney and his control board.
There was a lot of focus by speakers at this year's annual breakfast on the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts between incumbent Republican Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren. Brown won a majority of union households when he captured the seat in a special election. Richard Brown, the president of the Pioneer Valley AFL-CIO, said those union households need to get beyond the barn coat and the pickup truck that symbolize Senator Brown's everyman appeal and look at the votes he's cast.
When push comes to shove, he has to side with the Republican agenda, and unfortunately the Republican agenda is against workers and women and basically the middle class, and this favors tax cuts for billionaires and oil companies, and we really can't abide by that.
Congressman John Olver warned it would be little solace if Massachusetts helped re-elect President Obama but cost the Democratic Party control of the Senate. Congressman Jim McGovern said people need to think twice before voting for a split ticket.
It just doesn't make any sense when you think about it to vote for Obama on one hand and Brown on the other. Give President Obama, you know, the people he needs, the Senate he needs, the Congress he needs to get his job done.
Brown is counting on siphoning off enough votes of independents to cut any coattail effect President Obama might have in the Massachusetts Senate race. Brown, who bills himself as a bipartisan problem solver, has highlighted endorsements he's received from several current and former Democratic office holders. Brown on Thursday was endorsed by former Democratic Springfield Mayor Charlie Ryan.
So I'm here because of the fact I see in him not only something new, something brave, but I see in him the last best chance of bringing this country to its senses.
Mention of Ryan's endorsement of Senator Brown at Friday's labor breakfast drew loud boos from a crowd of 250 people. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.